This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us here. The toll-free number, if you want to take control of the airwaves, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request if you've never been on Skype with us before, but then we'll approve it. You'll be good to go. Or you can call on our Discord on-air call-in line room, which is the best way to call the show. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us, and in that studio with you, it's me, Ian.
And Vin Armani.
And Mark.
And so welcome, Vin, to the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having me.
You had been joining us on Tuesday nights until this week, or I mean, once a month on a Tuesday,
yes,
until this week when apparently your wife broke the key off in the ignition of your car?
That is correct.
Do you want to tell that story on the air? Because I haven't asked you off the air about it.
It's not a huge thing. It's like the key has a shell, you know, and in that shell is where you do the lock and unlock,
yeah,
and all of that. And I think she was in my car. She had taken my car, and she was with my daughter. And I think I had dropped it in the gym perhaps earlier in the day.
Okay.
And so it just somehow decided it was going to come out from the shell. And so I get in the ignition with the car off. And so I get a frantic call. And my
so
wife
the
is
the metal didn't break. The plastic kind of broke off.
The plastic kind of
the
broke
metal?
Off, and it was pretty much flush with the with the thing. And so she's holding the plastic in her hand, which, by the way, has a special chip in it that the car will
right.
not start without that right next to it. So she's calling me frantic, and she's Russian, and her English gets very bad when she's frantic. And so we're trying to have the – she's like, oh, I'll send you pictures. And so, yeah, it was by the time I got the text from you saying, like, oh, dude, are you dissing us? Like, we're on the air right now. I had just gotten home. It had been a nightmare. So, yeah, so that's what happened.
Wow. So did you – I mean, where was she? Was she downtown or at the house when this
– No, she was out.
Okay.
She was out.
Okay.
So that was – and I was at my office. So it was –
it's pretty inconvenient.
Well, at least it's the summertime and you're not freezing cold while you're waiting for AAA or something
like that.
In New Hampshire, not only do you need a fire extinguisher in the car, and everybody should have one,
right?
But you need a blanket, too.
Should have a fire extinguisher in the car.
Yes, you should.
In New Hampshire or just anywhere?
No, no, no. One day when you're an adult, you can go ahead and get one, okay?
No, this is news to me. Is it just because of New Hampshire or is
because
it anybody
cars
with a car?
Catch fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. I've never knowingly been in a car with a fire extinguisher.
Me either.
Before.
You've been in a car with a fire extinguisher often.
Yours,
yes.
You mean?
Okay. Every one of mine.
All right. I do have the cold weather package, though.
That's good.
Yeah. Which is like, you know, a bunch of clothes.
Right.
And
I'm proud of you, and I would have never expected it.
So, D.C., story coming out of Gallup polling where 47%, a record low number of people in the United States, describe themselves as extremely proud to be Americans. And this actually came out last week with Independence Day, which, of course, as we always point out here on Free Talk Live, everybody calls the 4th of July. Nobody calls it Independence Day anymore. And sure enough, in the first paragraph here, says the 4th of July marks a low point in U.S. patriotism for the first time in Gallup's 18-year history of asking U.S. adults how proud they are to be Americans. Fewer than a majority are now saying they are, quote, extremely proud. Currently, 47% describe themselves this way, down from 51% in 2017. That's a big drop for 1 year and well below the peak of as many as 70% of Americans back in 2003.
2003, 70. Well, that was post 9/11 as well.
Yeah, 9/11. I remember having an American flag stuck in my window of my car, flapping around. So, I mean, you know, that was the time when the nation pulled together.
They got the graph here that shows it. It does ramp up. Actually, it was down at around looks like 55% when they started in 2001. when they first asked the question, it then jumps up to 65-69% shortly after 2002. So, yeah, right after the, basically a few months after the 9/11 attacks when they did the poll. And it slightly dips down after 04 and continues down to around 57%, where it plateaus for about a decade, floating at about 57%, 58%, 57%, and then starts going down again in the year about 2013. And it's been consistently going down since 2013.
I'm going to say that 04 was because of the Iraq War, that the anti-war...
Mission accomplished?
Yeah, well, yeah, that the people who did not think that was a good idea, clearly... this is actually a very interesting... I'm surprised it's as high as it is,
yeah.
But it's a very interesting poll. Just to sort of...
Yeah, I never heard this one before. Yeah. I mean, we've reported on a bunch of different polls. I don't recall ever talking about this one. The latest results are based on a June 1st through 13th poll. And after the 9/11 terror attacks caused the public to rally around the nation and its leaders, the percentage expressing extreme pride in the country increased up to as much as 70% by 2005, about the time George W. Bush was set to begin his second term in office and the U.S. was going to onto its second year of military involvement in Iraq. The percentage extremely proud American to be the percentage of extremely proud to be Americans fell to 61%. It held in the high 50% range. And then goes down. So while the 47% who are extremely proud to be Americans is a new low, the vast majority of Americans do express some level of pride, including 25% who say they are, quote, very proud, and 16% who are moderately proud. That leaves only 1 in 10 who are, quote, only a little, 7%, or not at all proud at 3%. So just 10% of Americans in the bottom two choices there.
So if you didn't feel anything at all, would you say not at all proud? I mean, how would you – because, I mean
– I would guess that's what you would say, yeah, because you would either feel a little proud or a moderate amount of pride or a lot of pride.
And what does pride – what does proud even mean?
I guess in this circumstance, you're delighted to be an American and you wouldn't want to be something else, I guess.
Didn't you describe it previously, Mark, as like when you would hear the national anthem or look at bald eagles, you'd have like a swelling in your heart?
Yeah, there's that, right? Like the FAA teams fly over the football game, you know, that kind of thing.
Isn't that pride? Wouldn't that be?
I would think it would be, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you feel like you're connected to this thing that is greater than you, the nation state.
And it feels, I mean, you think of all the people who have sacrificed so much to bring it about. I can see a sort of connection to something greater.
A pointless sacrifice.
Yeah. And all the people who have been sacrificed to bring it about.
Yeah. Well, there's that, too.
They continue to be.
Yes.
So, when one thinks about the United States, I love to look at Canada as the juxtaposition. If the United States had not rebelled against Great Britain, what would things have been like? Oh, I know. They'd have been like Canada.
Do they feel proud to be a British colony or whatever you call Canada?
I think Canadians want very much to not be Americans. They want to not
be Americans because they're part of North America.
The way you define an American.
You mean United States Americans?
Yes, those. Right. They want very much to not be that, but I don't know what they feel as far as national pride goes. What I think the sort of mature thing to think is, well, this is a service organization that provides me protection services against someone. Yeah, that's what it is.
The government
is a service organization.
Well, that's an interesting way of describing a criminal enterprise. I mean, this is a organization that purports to provide you with services. You don't have to consent to those services. If you don't like the services, well, sorry, you don't get a refund or you don't get an option to, you know, not contribute. Like if the Lions Club or some other service organization were to actually call up and offer to, you know, hey, here's what we've done this year in Keene. We've, you know, had fundraisers for kids who've got burns and, you know, whatever. Then they would be giving a choice to support their service that they're providing. That's what a real service organization does. The government's a criminal enterprise that has managed to convince people that it's something else.
It certainly has. Yeah. It's very, very successful at that. And it has done that for a very long time.
Yes.
I mean, you know, legionnaires under the Roman Empire were pretty proud of their particular legion. And so nationalism and national pride or some kind of pride has been around for a long time. How about a monopoly service organization? Does that make you feel a little better if you throw that in? Because, I mean, you're... We're providing you service, and you're going to pay for it.
So what I want to know from you
sing
is...
sing that anthem.
Are you proud? How do you... what's your level of pride right now? How do you feel? Is your heart swelling with that emotion that Mark has described in the past, feeling about the United States? And is it about... is your pride about the government? Or is your pride about something else, if you have it? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us the seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. And if you want, share your level of national pride. According to the Gallup surveying organization, they've asked Americans for close to two decades about how proud they are to be an American, and there's now a record low of 47% of Americans who describe themselves as extremely proud to be Americans, which is, again, down from a peak of around 70% in 2003. It's Ian Vinn and Mark in the studio here with you tonight. We'll continue. If you want to jump on the phones, share your thoughts, our number is 855-450-FREE. Are you proud to be an American, and what does that mean? Does that mean you're proud of the government? Or does that mean you're proud of something else about being an American? So, again, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm.
I remember a survey from a few years ago where Congress came in just below Nickelback and just above cockroaches. So I can't imagine too many people
are proud of their government.
They may be, you know, willing to defend the United States constitutional form of a republic versus a parliamentary republic or something like that would be, you know, possible. I prefer a parliamentary myself, just everything I've seen and read, but I could be wrong on that. I'm willing to look at other information.
So we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Also, want to make sure you know about the Blink Home Security System, which is about the easiest home security system you could possibly install because the cameras are wireless. You buy the system, which is very affordable, and you save 15% by using this URL, blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get the system. You'll unbox it. You'll put the batteries in, which are included, and it's just standard, you know, AA batteries. Not hard to get a hold of more of them if you need them. But so far, I have yet to actually have to replace these things, Mark. We've had Blink on for, what, like 9 months now or something? It seems like it's been a while.
Just close to a year.
Yeah, so still haven't replaced the batteries, which is good. But you put up the wireless cameras wherever you want them. You plug in the wired hubs. That's the wire. There's only one wire, and that is the one that plugs the hub into the, you know, AC power. And then that's it. You just set it up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a tablet or a smartphone. Configure the cameras to operate when you want them to operate. And then when something happens in front of them, it'll send you a clip that you can watch on your device wherever you happen to be in the world, presuming you have internet access on your phone to be able to see the clip. Anyway, go to blinkprotect.com/FTL and get yours and save 15%. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We're going to start with Michael in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hello, and greetings from Virginia Beach.
You're on the air.
Pride, according to the Bible, comes before a fall.
I've heard that.
I like that.
And Gallup had a big fall in 1980 when they didn't predict the landslide win by Ronald Reagan because they ignored the huge, huge segment of our population that is mind-controlled by the religious right. When their mind-controlled leaders told them to go vote for Ronald Reagan, it upset all the polls.
Well, I mean, why just describe the right as mind-controlled? I mean, Mark, you've been holding on to a story for a couple weeks now about Democrats being the only group in America who actually still believes in the mainstream media.
Mainstream media is right.
You want to talk about mind control? I mean, that's also a form of mind control, right? They call it programming.
They do call it programming.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about the religious right because of the upset that took place in 1980 that gives us what we have today, a president of the United States who's been married three times, and two out of three of his so-called proud to be an American, two out of three of them have been foreign-born wives.
How did the election of Ronald Reagan give you Donald Trump?
And I would think that the religious right would be against somebody who's been married three times.
You'd think, yeah.
Well, perhaps you haven't heard, but Franklin Graham did exactly what Jerry Falwell did in 1980. In 2016, he went to 50 state capitals and rallied the troops to vote for a man who is a plant in this country, the man who was controlled by Comrade Melania to do exactly what she wants him to do.
I love the Democrat conspiracy theories. You know, we just don't hear them often enough, and I have to thank you, Michael, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The conspiracy.
If Melania's a plant, she should try harder. Right?
What
like, don't wear a jacket that says, I don't care. I don't care. I mean...
She has a jacket that says, I don't care?
She had a jacket that said, I don't care, and she went someplace where some people were having a hard time for something, and I'm not sure what. The news cycle, it's just, it's 3.5 hours now. I have no idea what happened 3.5 hours ago.
I mean, and that's the long con. If Melania's a sleeper agent, man, she went through all that with the nude posing and all of the, wow. That
with living with Donald Trump for as long as she did. What, the hopes that he would end up the president?
Yeah.
She's the real power behind the throne, Ian. Melania.
Let's go to Matthew. He's calling from Louisiana, watching us online at freetalklive.com through our YouTube stream. Go ahead, Matthew.
Well, wait till you hear the latest one is that supposedly in 1986, Donald Trump was converted to a Soviet agent. And he's actually a sleeper.
How did he get converted?
I have no idea.
Now, wait a minute. When you
just hear these things, they flash across the sky, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, there is such a thing as Trump derangement syndrome. I understand there were some people who were upset about, you know, Obama's presidency, and there were some who went beyond the policy realm, but this stuff is wow. Anyway, national pride. Yes, I do have some pride in the United States.
United States. So when you say that, do you mean the U.S. government?
Describe it to me. Like, just you know, this national pride that you have, describe what it means to you.
It means a certain degree of pride in the country as a whole.
And what is
not necessarily with the government. There are large aspects of the government I am displeased with. I'm even more displeased with our alleged news media, which I believe probably exerts far too much control over this said government. If you look at the people going back and forth between news media and government, you're like, it's like they got the same degree in college.
Who are people going back and forth between the media and government? I'm not even familiar with who.
Chris Matthews, for one. He was a speechwriter for a Democrat senator. Oh, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, who was actually a pretty reasonable Democrat. Then there was, the name escapes me, but Ben Rhodes, whose brother, Phil Rhodes.
A few of them.
All right, hang on. 855-450-FREE. What is your, you know, how do you feel about national pride? Are you feeling any? It's Free Talk Live.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
USA Radio News.
Today in Scotland, President Trump played a round of golf. He also spent some time preparing for his meeting Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Brookings senior fellow Dr. Alana Polikova says President Trump is really negotiating from a position of strength.
Well, frankly, the U.S. president holds all the cards ahead of this meeting. Putin really needs the summit. He needs to bring home a win to his domestic constituency. Most Russians are really concerned with their economic situation. Just recently, the Russian government has had to raise the pension age. This was very, very unpopular in Russia, and Putin's approval ratings are actually starting to slip as a result of these unpopular policies.
A New Orleans zoo is expected to open on Sunday after a jaguar escaped its habitat and killed six other animals. The jaguar was sedated by veterinarians and then returned to his normal area. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Our Discord on-air call-in line room is also available to you at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Liberty Stickers. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker or more than one, and you know people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Once again, that's libertystickers.com. As we continue here, we got Matthew on the line here with us in, I believe, Louisiana. Mark, you said you had another question for Matthew?
Yeah, so...
he says he feels some pride in being an American.
Yeah, I think I feel similarly, but what I feel like I want to do is I want to learn more about this notion of national pride. And so I want you to help me here, Matthew, to examine this and tell me, when you say it's for the country, what do you mean? I mean, you say it's not for the politicians, and I think we're all clear the politicians hide behind the flag. They use patriotism to get what they want to some extent. They say, oh, you know, you don't love America or whatever it is.
Some do, some don't. I mean, politicians can be a mixed bag depending on the constituency that elects them. I don't know. I think there is a certain, and maybe it's a tribalist instinct, which is the same way that a Russian feels pride in Russia, or wants to feel pride in Russia. They want Russia to be great. A Japanese person would feel pride in the nation of Japan.
I don't think that happens much anymore. The ones that have been got thoroughly trounced in World War II don't seem to have that national pride that they used to. Mm.
They
kind of
do, but it's a different
kind. Yeah. This is the thing that's confusing to me here, is that people conflate terms together that aren't necessarily the same concept. So pride in the government is not the same thing as pride in a arbitrary landmass, right?
Or the people.
Or the people who make up that land, you know, who are in that.
Yeah, precisely, yeah.
So when you say you feel pride for the nation, are you referring to the government or are you referring to something else?
I'm referring more to the people, per se. I do think that on a whole, the American people are not a bad group of people. Now,
so
that's not so.
Do you think they're different?
There's vast differences. I mean, you want to talk differences just here in Louisiana between Creoles, Cajuns, and carpetbaggers who came in after the war.
Yeah, that's what I always called them in Florida.
But what about people elsewhere? I mean, so you're saying that within the United States, within America, within this landmass, there are different people.
So do you like the Creoles, the Cajuns, and the carpetbaggers, or is there just a
My granddad was a carpetbagger.
Right. So
he came from North Carolina, and before that, his grandfather escaped the English Protestants when they took over in the English Civil War. And before that, his granddad escaped the French Protestants when they took over in France.
Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I want to get some other opinions on here about national pride or what the poll here that started the show out. We started the show with the Gallup poll, asked the question about are people, how proud are you to be an American? So they didn't say anything about national pride. But again, all this kind of gets mixed up together. What do you mean when you say you're proud to be an American?
So when I think of this, I like these people better than the rest of the people thing that he sort of outlined was, for one, I think about the people in Coos County, New Hampshire, which is one, line from Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them French, French types, French lineage, and they're not French Canadians because they're not from Canada. They're French Americans, I guess. And so why is it that I should like the ones that are this side of that line and more than I like the ones
it
that are that line?
It doesn't make any sense.
Or the ones in New Mexico that are north of that parallel rather than the ones that are south.
Yeah, to me, I mean, people are people. I don't think there's any group of people in any arbitrary landmass.
I dislike them all, frankly.
Or any worse. Let's go to John. He's in Delaware listening to WDOV in Dover. Hello, John.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say, touch on the topic of the moment. I guess it's about national pride. It's just about American pride in general.
Well,
for you?
The case of the poll, it was about pride in America. We're talking about national pride. We're mostly a U.S. show, although we do have we have gotten phone calls from every continent in the world. So
sure.
I'll take your thoughts on any of those topics.
Well, I just wanted to say that as far as American pride goes, it doesn't have to be political pride. I personally am proud to be an American due to the land that I was born and raised on and the land that my ancestors, they poured their sweat into and the selflessness of my ancestors to come over here and risk everything on shit, not for their personal gain, but for the gain of their ancestors, such as me. And that's what I love about this country, and I love about this land, and I will defend this land to the death. And it's nothing political. It's just the fact that this is the place I was born, raised, and this is the place my ancestors came to make a better life for themselves, not just for them. Like I said, it wasn't personal, but for me as well. And I still believe, till this day, that America is unarguably the greatest country in the world.
Now, my question to you is, had your ancestors not come to this particular landmass and gone to another landmass and done the same thing, wouldn't you feel the exact same way about that particular landmass instead of this one? And if so, why then is America the greatest the greatest country in the world in that case?
That's a very good question. Okay, that's a good bit of money. You got to start tonight. You know what? I believe that if I was born in another nation and my ancestors, you know, sacrificed everything to go to gain and do better for themselves, I think anywhere, for some reason, it's a psychological thing. It's deeper
trouble,
than we
yeah.
even know it.
Because everybody's been put a lot of sweat
place.
Into a lot of land everywhere.
Yeah, I feel like every country has had that sweat put into
there's
it.
There's maybe more sweat in the hotter countries.
I don't know if that's the case, but I can tell you people throughout written history have sacrificed for all kinds of things. The Ostrogoths had to pick up and move, and, you know, I guess I'm probably related to some of them. They're broadly European, right?
Very European.
Never know.
John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Eddie. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Hey, I just, you know, I had a statement I want to make, but after listening to the other fellas, something occurred to me is if you don't have national pride, if you're born and raised in a country that you don't like, you're basically setting yourself up to be invaded and taken over. Even the communist nations, they have great pride in their country. And who can be born in a, it's not a land mass, it's essentially a way you're brought up.
My
father's parents came from Greece and they wanted to be Americans.
Is there any chance that you have been invaded by the socialists and that they have taken over your government and that you
they have
supported them?
They have. Right now is a dire battle.
I think that
to win
maybe,
our country back.
I think that maybe the socialists already took over.
You're right, man. And that's why the people put Trump in office, because he was the closest thing to try to gain back what we lost.
So you mean he was not as bad of a socialist as the other candidate?
Oh, absolutely. Hillary was
totally
globalist.
Right? Like, Trump is totally a wealth redistribution, tax and spend.
That wall isn't going to get paid by private funds, I'll tell you that.
Hey, if they started up a fund, I'd donate $5.
I'm sure. Let's go to Kickstarter. It's probably there.
And thank you for the call, Eddie. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Don't forget, we need the Space Force to fight off Space ISIS.
You know what? You might get me in on that one.
All right, more coming up. You can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, a little more on people's pride in America.
There is a Kickstarter for Trump's wall, $1,600.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin .com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Been talking about pride. Pride to be an American. Pride in being an American. The Gallup polling organization coming out with numbers where a record low 47% of Americans describe themselves as extremely proud. This is down from 70% as a record high back in 2003. They started asking the question about pride in 2001. Choices included extremely proud, very proud, moderately proud, only a little proud, or not at all proud. And just a quick recap here for you. According to the story, 25% say they're very proud. So again, 47% saying extremely proud, 25% very proud, 16% moderately proud, and then 7% say only a little, and 3% say not at all. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. It's Ian here with you.
And Vin.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a Discord on air. Not on air. Well, we've got an on air line on Discord, but we have a chat room service. It's a server with different rooms in which you can talk about different subjects, everything from suggesting show prep for Free Talk Live to discussions about cryptocurrency and more. And then, of course, there's the Free Talk Live on-air chat channels where you can talk with other listeners during the show in text form. And then some people actually join the voice channels after we're off the air, and they talk there even more. So you can interact with other listeners of the show and some of the hosts at discord.lrn.fm. There are apps for just about every operating system and phone out there, but also there's a web version if you don't much care for apps, so you can try it either way. Discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here, starting with Brian in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. You're on the air.
So my pride in the country is disappearing pretty much every day, because okay. I think that us as Americans have become sheeple to the government and what they can do for us and everything. And so the American spirit is gone. You know,
so when
I've
you talk about pride
that,
in the country, you're talking about your fellow people, not the government or something.
Both. People,
okay.
And the government.
Was there a time when you felt the government was somehow not an organization of criminal thugs?
No. Well, you know, I was brainwashed when I was young, I guess, Sure. I went into the military and thought, you know, I'm doing something good for this. And then I seen what we actually do for other countries and what how we tear up other countries and then leave them. I would defend this country if somebody came and attacked us. But other than that,
the rose-colored glasses have been taken off. You no longer are of the mythology that America might just be the free country in the world, because it's clearly not, right? Like, it's not free here.
No. I've been following the case, and I know you probably have been too, of some First Amendment auditors down in Texas at Leon Valley. I don't know if you've heard that.
Tell me about it. I'm not sure.
The sheriff down there. Well, so there's a bunch of First Amendment auditors down there. They went to a sheriff station, you know, to film in public. Mm-hmm. And supposedly the sheriff, you know, they don't like being filmed, you know. God forbid they're doing, you know, they're afraid they're doing something wrong and get caught. You know, who knows why they're so afraid of cameras. But supposedly there was something to hide, you know. Yep. So they were, they had arrested a couple of them and then illegally arrested them for filming. So they got out, and then they called for a whole group of people to go. And so the sheriff said, hey, we're going to have a news conference, because they were all sitting out in front of there, out in front of the police station. And so when they did, he says, hey, I'd like to appreciate y'all being here, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you all are under arrest.
Whoa! So
they arrested, this is the guy that called 15. The news conference arrested. Yeah.
Yes, called 15 because he said... Because there was some of them were live streaming, and some of the posts on the live stream, they were in there in the police office watching the live streams on YouTube, and there were some death threats posted on officers, so they said that since they were out there that they got arrested at their camera station.
So because, let me clarify,
other people.
Because somebody who was watching the stream commented with a threat, that meant that the sheriff thought he could arrest the person who was initiating the stream?
So if a police officer inside the office goes in and, you know, on a dummy Facebook account and says, I'm going to kill you all, then everybody in the room gets arrested.
That's how it works.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I hope the ACLU's taking this case, because it's going to be open and shut, I suspect.
Well, you know, they took everybody, even people that weren't even live streaming. You were a witness to it out here because you had a phone or a camera.
Wow. Did this just happen? Because I hadn't even heard of this.
This is like about 3 weeks ago, I guess.
My God.
Hold up. There is a, I don't mean to plug anybody's, you know, YouTube channel, but there's a guy called James Freeman.
Okay.
Check his channel out and check it with the Leon Valley.
Leon Valley, like L-E-O-N, L-E-O-N Valley.
Yep.
All right, we'll definitely look into that. That does sound, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised by this.
No.
This is the same level of just insanity. I mean, we had a guy in New Hampshire. There was I don't think it was a sheriff, I think it was a police chief in New Hampshire, who arrested a guy for making a comment that was, like, negative towards him on I think it was a news article by the local newspaper. They just went and arrested this dude. Now, of course, the charges ended up getting dropped because, thank goodness, there is still some semblance of free
speech. But that's not a win.
If
you go to jail and you had to hire a lawyer and you had to pay out the money, you've already been given the punishment there was, you lost the money, you lost your time, you got the indignity of being arrested. Let's not forget what that does to your job, your relationship. God knows your dog might have got shot in the process.
Absolutely true. Brian, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing that with us tonight here. I appreciate it. And how can anybody, when they become aware of these stories, and there's no shortage of this stuff out there when it comes to police corruption, when it comes to, you know, the government always getting bigger and more oppressive and people losing freedoms in the United States. We've talked for years about the Index of Economic and Personal Freedoms here on Free Talk Live.
With the United States going down
every year,
less and less free of a country.
Yeah.
Notice the people who have said this is the greatest country on earth, notice they've love this country. They don't say it's the home of the free anymore.
No.
They don't say it's the freest country on the earth. Mm-hmm. They don't say it's a free country
anymore. We never hear that anymore.
Never.
Because it's just not.
Let's continue here. Your calls, Anthos.
You're free to complain, like we do.
He is Trucker Matt, calling us presumably from the road. Trucker Matt, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I am extremely proud of my country.
and extremely proud to be an American.
Tell me about that. What's that mean to you?
Well, I'm extremely proud to have my freedom. I have a sailboat when I'm not working. I can go out on the lakes and the rivers and even out to the ocean and sail across, you know, the water and have the waves hitting the hull of the boat. And I think about all the men and women that have gone before me to make it so that I have that freedom, that I can travel from coast to coast.
You mean as long as you aren't molested by the Coast Guard or some other cops?
Well, the Coast Guard's rarely out there. It's interesting that a guy who spends most of his time being traced around by the Department of Transportation wants to get on a sailboat and get as far as possible from law enforcement in order to be considered free.
And did you have to register? Is your boat registered in any way? Did you have to pay any sort of a fee to be able to get on those waterways that you love so much?
Yep, I do have to register my boat, and there are fees.
Now, what would happen? What would happen if you were out there in that boat on those waterways that you love so much, and you hadn't registered your boat, and an authority noticed that you hadn't registered your boat?
Someone claiming to be an authority.
Yeah, what would be the consequences there?
Well, that would put my freedom at jeopardy.
Sure would.
Ah, so,
Rudy Giuliani historically and famously said, obedience is freedom.
Clearly.
You have to obey these so-called authorities, these men and women who somehow believe they're better than you, because somebody went somewhere and voted for somebody, that you have to do what they say in order to be free.
Freedom is not free. Freedom is not free. It comes with a registration fee attached to it.
No, freedom is 12 miles out. Once you've got that sailboat 12 miles out, then you're free.
And that's not the U.S.
That's a good point.
Yeah, free. Freedom is never free, and it's not. And freedom isn't free anywhere in any nation in the world. And I would say that, despite the flaws in our government, despite the flaws in some police officers or some group like the Coast Guard or the DOT, when they, you know, there are times when you get done wrong. But on the whole, for the most part, I can travel very free across this country with very little risk.
Don't you have, as a truck driver, have to pull over in every single state to get weighed?
Right. Just make sure you ask permission and bend over whenever the men with guns tell you to. Thanks, because that's freedom. Thanks for the call, Trucker Matt. Unusual for a trucker,
by the
way. Very strange.
Very unusual for a professional driver, because most of those guys hate the government, the ones that I've known.
Number 18 on the Heritage.org chart.
855-450 free. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nanocurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nanocurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nanocurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.